So there's a story this week. Did a bit of a double take is what I'm trying to say when I saw the story because, well, you know, Botox has been around for a long time and we've been told that it's safe when administered properly. But I guess the key word is the part about administered properly. Finding out now there have been several cases. Now, this is not, my first thought was this must be out in, I don't know, somewhere in Asia or Africa where this is happening. No. It happened in New Mexico, of all places, in the U.S. So I thought we'd try to find a little bit more because the issue here is apparently some AIDS cases were reported from these injections. So Dr. Chris Labos, cardiologist with a degree in epidemiology, is on the line to try to figure this out. Chris, thank you for being here. As I said, these are typically the kind of stories someone will go have, you know, Botox injected somewhere else. They don't want to spend the money to get it done, I don't know, at a bona fide clinic. They go somewhere else. But this is the first time I have seen, and correct me if I'm wrong, this idea of, you know, people somehow getting AIDS from these injections.
Well, you're absolutely right. And this is the first documented case, at least in the U.S., of somebody getting HIV from a cosmetic procedure. There have been cases before with, you know, during medical procedures and what have you. But this is the first time that it's happened for a cosmetic procedure. And once I explain to you what the cosmetic procedure is, I think it'll be easier to understand how this sort of thing could have happened because these people weren't actually getting Botox. What they were actually getting was something called a vampire facial.
Okay, so I obviously it's a facial, vampire facial, meaning where's this coming from?
So, okay, now get ready because once you hear this, you can't unhear it. Oh, no. What a vampire facial is essentially they draw your blood, like they take blood from you. They spin it down, get rid of the red blood cell part, and keep only the white blood cells and the platelets. And the rationale here is that when you skim off the red blood cells from your blood, what's left, what's called plasma, actually has a lot of growth factors and stem cells in it. And so the theory goes that if you inject this plasma, your blood without red blood cells, back into your face, growth factors and stem cells are going to rejuvenate your skin, make you look younger, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
And so they become called vampire facials because of the whole blood component. But the mere fact that now you're handling blood means that if you don't sterilize your needles properly, well, you know, that's how HIV could be transmitted from person to person. And that seems to be what actually happened here.
So I want to understand this because it seems to me, what is that called? Platelet-rich plasma, right? That's what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
So they've been using this. I had this done to my wrist years ago in an effort to try to fix that. I mean, it wasn't an issue then, just the idea of this, but now it's an issue because, as you just mentioned, they're reusing syringes?
Well, we don't know what was happening in that clinic. It was apparently an unlicensed clinic, and it subsequently got shut down, one assumes because they were not following proper safety protocols.
Okay.
But you're right. The idea of platelet-rich plasma is not new. It has been tried before. I will say that it has not been overly successful, and that's why you don't really see it being used in hospital clinics. You sometimes see it in private clinics. There isn't a great deal of enthusiasm for it in medical circles, but it is popular for certain cosmetic procedures like this one. And you will see places around Montreal advertising these, you know, quote-unquote vampire facials. But anytime you're handling blood products, you know, there is a certain risk there, and that's what you have to realize.
Like,
every medical procedure carries some risk to it.
So this is not, as I said when we started, the idea of Botox and being able to go somewhere else and get it done for cheaper because it can be quite expensive at some point. This did not stem from that. This came from the blood, you know, the platelet-rich plasma here. But if I extend this to something like a Botox, if you're not getting Botox, because I know there are substitutes out there, what are your risks having happen when you do that?
Well, here's the thing. Any medical procedure is going to have some risk to it. Now, if you're talking about Botox, where you're basically injecting a product, you're not handling blood products, the likelihood that you're going to contract the disease from that is probably pretty low, especially if you just use, you know, a different needle for every procedure, which would be standard practice. I mean, the dangers of Botox, and there is that they have to be done in experienced hands. So when you see these, you know, pictures of like bad cosmetic procedures of, you know, some, you know, side of your face paralyzer and asymmetry, That's because if you there is a technique to this, right? So if you don't know what you're doing, you're going to inject a little bit more on one side of your face rather than the other, and that's where you get these aesthetically unpleasant results that, you know, sometimes then you have to go back and try to course correct afterwards.
Bottom line, if you're going to get any of this stuff done, whether it's a vampire facial or a Botox injection, deal with a clinic that's obviously, you know, been around for a while and that can be trusted.
Right. Or, of course, you can use the tried and true tested method of just, you know, aging gracefully and not worrying so much.
Yeah,
I know we
live
in a superficial society, but, you know, there is a point where you say, maybe I don't need to spend the money and take certain risks.
Yeah, says the doctor who the other day said, I'm never getting old. I've decided I like the age I'm at right now. Uh-huh. Okay. Listen, while I have you on the phone, I want to talk about another story today that I saw this morning. So Wegovy, and people have heard of this, right? So this is the same company that makes, I guess, Ozempic, which has just become one of the most successful weight loss drugs in the history of mankind. Wegovy is now going to become available in Canada starting this week, I think, right?
Right. Now, here's the thing, and this is what drives me nuts about all this. Wegovy and Ozempic are the same medication.
Oh, okay.
They are chemically the same thing. The difference is this, is that when it's marketed and sold, if you're using it to treat diabetes, it's marketed under the name Ozempic. When it's marketed to treat weight loss, it's called Wegovy, but it is the same medication. Now, admittedly, the doses are different. So when the company is selling these things in sort of pre-filled syringes, yeah, the size of the syringes are going to be a little bit different, but you can dose adjust for that sort of stuff. And so this has been an issue because I have prescribed this to patients who needed it, you know, for medical reasons. And you get these notes back from the pharmacy saying like, oh, we don't have Wegovy, we only have Ozempic. And I'm like, they're the same thing. So it's interesting that this is now going to be available. I think it's going to be easier for some people to maybe to access it. But chemically speaking, these are the same medication.
So it's not a matter of one's an injectable, the other's not. They're both injectables.
They are both injectable.
Okay.
They do market an oral version of this tablet. It's not used all that much because the benefits do not appear to be as large. But for people who wanted an oral version, it does exist. You don't have the same degree of data in terms of the cardiovascular endpoints and the weight loss benefits that you see with the injectable form.
To what you said, though, right, the idea that one's marketed for diabetes and the other's marketed for weight loss, we all know that, of course, whoever could find it, at least in Canada, has been trying to use Ozempic for weight loss and been rather successful with it. Will Wegovy be available to anyone? You need a script? You need to go see a doctor to be able to get this?
It will probably still be available by prescription. The big question is going to be, does this get covered by insurance? Government insurance doesn't seem to be overly enthusiastic about doing it yet, but more and more private insurers will probably have to, because at a certain point they are going to recognize this is a medical treatment and it's going to be harder and harder to justify not covering it.
And it's still quite expensive.
It is very expensive. You do not have insurance, it's a big ask for people. I mean, the doses can run to like the hundreds of dollars. So it does add up over time because it is a chronic therapy for a chronic condition.
Yeah, and just again to wrap, so, you know, we've heard of people, of course, that when this thing kind of went crazy online and people started taking Ozempic and we saw the results, people posting online, whatever. If you are now hearing that Wegovy is going to be available, and it's basically the same medication as you just said, it's not as if you just said you need a doctor's prescription, but I had the sense that, you know, up until now, doctors are pretty easy about just writing you a script, didn't really think that there was a problem here. Do you imagine that changes now?
We'll see. I mean, here's the thing. There's always going to be, you know, good and less good physicians. I mean, there was a big controversy in La Presse, did an investigation where basically there was this online private company where all you had to do was, like, you know, pay them and fill out a form online and they would get you a prescription for this stuff. So, I mean, there's always going to be abuses of the system. One hopes that we can crack down on this sort of thing. But, I mean, the medication will be there and will be, you know, available.
Dr. Chris Labos, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Take care.
Stay young.